let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, everybody. All right, maybe it's the way the sunlight shimmers on the lake or the way the sunset casts its glow. I still enjoy it all during these last days of summer up in Lake Geneva. Or maybe it's the fall colors. Visitors travel from near and far to watch the magic of autumn colors in Wisconsin. There's no better place to watch this natural wonder than the Lake Geneva region. With an abundance of lakes, nature areas, and outdoor recreation spaces, you'll find room to roam and take in the crisp fall air with every step. Whatever your choices, Lake Geneva promises experiences worth coming back for time and time again. To talk about it all is Stephanie Klett, President and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva, visitlakegeneva.com. Stephanie, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. And thank you for that beautiful introduction to Lake Geneva, because I know right now, you know I love Chicago so much, but I know people are stuck in traffic, and I got done with work, and in 3 minutes, I was home in downtown Lake Geneva.
That's great. That's awesome. And having an old-fashioned maybe, too, you know, or at least soon.
Oh, there's no doubt as soon as this is over.
Yeah, I was going to say, for Chicagoans, even, you know, it's the quickest escape to lake life and maybe even a supper club or two. I mean, it's an easy drive. When we talk about destinations, an easy place to go, you can't beat Lake Geneva.
No, you can't. And, you know, we love the fact in Lake Geneva that our Chicago friends nickname us the Hamptons of Chicago. And it's so true, because as you explore the Lakeshore Path, you know, it really became big after the Chicago Fire.
Right.
When some of your most incredible entrepreneurs were like, okay, we're going to rebuild by water and we're going to be away a little bit. And that's really how Chicago came to Lake Geneva. And so if you want to be inspired by grandeur or historic homes or clear waters, Lake Geneva is in your own backyard, and it really is the place for you to go.
Well, I'll be experiencing that maybe tomorrow night. We're coming up and enjoying maybe some prime rib at Mars, a little old-fashioned. So you know every time we talk, I'm coming up there at some point that weekend. So it's
Dave, I love that about you, because you are a true believer in this whole region.
Yeah.
And the truth is, not only does it feel different from Chicago and really the whole Illinois region, it feels very different.
Yes.
From the rest of the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely, no question. It is just always a peaceful escape for me as well. But, you know, the fall is a great way. And I know we got a couple of weeks left of summer, and I plan on being on the water tomorrow at some point. But the fall colors are beautiful. They might be even earlier this year because of, you know, rainfall and so forth. But there are so many ways to enjoy the fall colors in Lake Geneva, isn't there?
Yeah, there are. In fact, our trees are already just at the tip starting to change. So we're going to have an earlier fall. And, you know, this area, whether you get on the water and you do a Lake Geneva cruise line and they do a fall colors tour, or you can do the ice cream tour or the brandy old fashioned tour or the sunset tour. But, you know, whenever you have fall colors mirrored in a pristine lake and you almost can't tell what's real and what's the shadow of it. It's spectacular. But if you take that 21-mile lakeshore path and you walk around Geneva Lake itself, you're literally walking through the fall colors. And I don't know about you, but for me, one of the special things is like just taking a walk and hearing the crunch of leaves and seeing those colors transform almost doubled when you look at the water. And It's transfixing.
It is.
And so Lake Geneva is the place for fall colors. And if you don't have time, come up for the day. Come up for half a day. It will feel like you're a world away and that you've given yourself a break.
Well, that lakeshore path that you were talking about in Geneva, like it's beautiful. And I think there's not a lot of people that know about that. They might go downtown and do some shopping and so forth. But that path around the lake, the incredible estates, the magnificent mansions that are there, what a great backdrop to see these fall colors.
You know, it really is. And, you know, and you're in Wisconsin, but you're walking past a lot of Chicago history because, of course, the Wrigley's, you know, Wrigley Field and Wrigley Gum and Catalina Island. You know, they're so iconic to Chicago, but they have seven homes along Geneva Lake.
Yeah.
And it's crazy. I was walking just the other day, and there were some of the Wrigley great-great-grandkids coming down in their golf cart, and I'm like, okay, this is so surreal.
Yeah.
And the world is here. I mean, whether it's actress Daryl Hannah and her folks have a place here, or Tito from Tito's Vodka has a place here.
He does. Yeah. I met him before up there. Yeah, yeah.
He does. And Schwinn Bicycles and Maytags. It's crazy. And I get inspired both by those entrepreneurial stories. But you get to walk through their backyard with their home on one side, Geneva Lake, spring-fed, one of the cleanest in the state of Wisconsin, on the other side, with these fall colors, and you're like, is this even legal? Is this,
yeah.
This is so,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
There's nothing like it in the U.S.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Tito. It was years ago, but I was at Mars sitting at the bar and with my son, and we were talking about, you know, what to have, and there was this couple next to me, and they're like, hey, you should have some Tito's and stuff. There's so many great summer drinks. I'm like, no, I'm a whiskey guy. I'm going to enjoy the whiskey. He's like, no, but you could do a Tito's and maybe even pineapple. He's talking about all this stuff, and I'm like, no, I'm good. And I see Scott, who's one of the owners behind there, pointing to the name on the bottle behind him. He's like, this guy is this guy right here. So, yeah, it's funny. It's funny who you run into up there. Yeah.
Well, it really is. And you bring up a good point, because I went to a high school play here in Lake Geneva. And I hear this guy laughing. And it was a funny play. But, you know, it's high schoolers. They're doing a good job, but it's not Broadway. And I hear this guy laughing. Well, it's Thomas Lennon.
Wow.
He was born and raised in Chicago, but has a little place here. And so it's so cool, because the world is here, and they're going to be sitting next to you at the bar.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, don't even know who they are. That's very true.
No,
true. You highlight some great lake cruises, too. So there's a Lake Geneva Cruise Line, of course. There's a Lake Lawn Queen at Lake Lawn Resort. There's just great opportunities to be out there without manning your own boat and grabbing a cocktail and just enjoying the fall weather.
Yeah, there is. And, you know, pretty much it seems like the world is familiar with the Lake Geneva Cruise Line, and they should be, because it's so cool. And they'll give you tours, and they're going to give you information about the gorgeous homes and estates. But what I like also is just 10 miles away, you're going to have Delavan Lake. And there's Lake Lawn Resort, which is so cool. It's been around for like 150 years. They have incredible restaurants, but they have 2 miles of the resort are along Delavan Lake. And so they have the Lake Lawn Queen. And I call it the double-decker party pontoon. So picture a huge boat,
yeah, yeah.
But the whole top, it feels like a pontoon. And Delavan Lake it's beautiful. It's smaller than Geneva Lake, but there are 5 homes along the lake that were designed by Frank Lloyd Wright. And so it's a beautiful boat ride. They have live music on the Lake Lawn Queen. They have great cocktails. They have, you know, again, it's visitors from around the world. And I love that part of it, because oftentimes we go out for dinner or out for an event, and yep. You're with your spouse or your friends, and you're not meeting other people. And when you're on the Lake Geneva Cruise Lawn Line or Lake Lawn Queen, you're going to meet people from all over the place. And it's amazing how quickly you can strike up a friendship.
So true. So true. Well, there's so much more to do. There's farms, there's orchards, there's wineries, great places to stay, great places to eat. We're talking to Stephanie Klett, President and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Visit lakegeneva.com. And there's more with her next on 720 WGN.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, we are exploring Lake Geneva, Wisconsin with Stephanie Klett, President and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. VisitLakeGeneva.com is the website. You know, there's all kinds of cool stuff to do, especially for the fall, and there's some great harvest fun. Many farms, orchards, wineries are out the area. Let's talk about that.
You bet. Well, right now, as we speak, it is peak apple picking season. So if this is something you like to do, get going now. So we have a few places here that are so awesome. And the first one I want to tell you about, it's really an easy stop, because some orchards can be so big. It's like, put on those hiking shoes,
right,
because you're going to be walking for hours. Well, Pierce's Farm Stand, it's in between Fontana and William.
I love Pierce's. Great place.
Isn't it the great?
I was just there, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Every year they do a new corn maze. And I know it might sound corny, but if you haven't done a corn maze in years, just do it. It's a blast. It's like you're a detective, and you get these clues, and you've got to find your way in and out. And kids love it. Adults love it. But what I love about Pierce's is if you want the really obnoxiously big pumpkins, they have it.
Yeah.
If you want your picture taken in a field of sunflowers, they have it. If you want painted gourds, and one of my favorites last year was they had a gourd of the Chicago Bears all painted, and then next to it was a gourd of the Green Bay Packers.
Uh-oh.
And so they're even doing gourd wars between our teams. they have those warm, fresh cider donuts you dream of. They have the fresh baked cranberry nut cookies just out of the oven. They have salsas and jams. And if you have children or grandchildren or great grandchildren, bring them out there because they do this. Hey, I don't want to call it a maze. I don't want to call it a castle, but they have mounds of hay all over.
Yeah.
And it's almost like kids who get, like how they like to play in dirt or sand, just give them a big pile. It's that effect. They'll stay on that hay for hours.
Yeah.
So Pierce's is a great place to go. But one other, and this is what I love about Lake Geneva, is we're a region. So Harvard, Illinois, we claim Harvard, Illinois and Lake Geneva, and they have Royal Oak Farm and Apple Orchard. This place is unbelievable. First of all, it's named Royal Oak because when you drive in, the first oak tree that was planted was in 1776,
wow.
The year, of course, we became the United States of America. So it's just really cool to see. But they have 17,000 apple trees, and
wow.
They are home to America's largest apple tree maze. So that is just fun to do. They have the cider donuts. They do stop for lunch there. They have homemade pot pies. They do all this homemade, you know, food that all has the fall influences of it. It is a great destination. But my favorite thing is I was just there. And if you've ever seen the cutouts they have of, like, different people and you put your face through the cutout for a cute picture. Well, they had four cutouts, but I'm like, we can't put our heads through it. It's, you know, by where all the goats and sheep are. So we're standing there, and next thing, the sheep and the goats put their head through the cutout. And it is the greatest picture I've ever taken.
That's great.
So Royal Oak Farm and Apple Orchard, if you want that quintessential fall experience, that's the place to go.
And you got the Apple Barn Orchard and Winery in Elkhorn, too. So you get a little wine, too, with that.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. And they have, you know, Honeycrisp apples, and they do the apple cider. They have wine tasting. They do the homemade apple pie. So, if you know, it's apple everything there. And Apple Barn Orchard and Winery, again, it's about 12 miles from Lake Geneva. And if you want a weekend activity or weekday, it's just such a great place to do. They have a wide selection of apples, but they really do make a great apple wine.
There's also the Lake Geneva Zip Lines and Adventures, and, you know, going through this 100-acre woodland property, especially in the fall. There's a pumpkin drop. There's a fall festival. That happens end of October, right?
Okay, yes, it does. But, Dave, I want to see you do this, and you need to do it with me. So they have this really long zip line at the very end. You know, you go through a series of different mm-hmm. zips. Well, at the end, this one is so long. It's crazy. But they do a pumpkin drop. So in the middle of this long zip line, they have a target underneath you. And you drop the pumpkin in your hand while you're ziplining and try to hit the middle of the target. And if you do, you win a prize. So, Dave, I am publicly challenging you to the pumpkin drop.
You've done this before, by the way. All right. We'll figure that out. I promise to do that before the end of October. And I'll make sure you're there to capture that as well.
Okay, thank you.
I love that. There's a texter that texted in. I'm going to take a few more minutes here. This is a great question. It said, Lake Geneva, if you don't have a whole lot of money but would really, really like to take your mother there, she loves the fall, what would you recommend? Say, like, just for the weekend or a couple days during the week. They're coming from Michigan, so hotel, food, outdoor fun, relaxing time on a small budget. And I think when you're out of season, which we kind of are out of the summer season, there's affordable places to stay everywhere. Why don't you give Dawn some tips?
You know what, Dawn? Thank you for that, because I first started coming to Lake Geneva when I was broke. I mean it. I was in college, and yeah. I discovered it, and my girlfriends and I would start coming up to Lake Geneva, and we would hike the Geneva Lakeshore Path, but a lot of times we'd grab a coffee, and we'd just sit on a bench looking at Geneva Lake and watching the boats go out. And the boat rides are magnificent, and it's an inexpensive way to get out there and learn about the history. And then we'd also go to a place called Kishwaukito Nature Conservancy in Williams Bay, again, about a five-mile drive from Lake Geneva. And it's open 365 days a year, and it's free. And you can sit, and you can sit around a fire pit, or you can walk, or you can just look at the streams. You can look at the, you know, and so just depending on your age. But we also have a lot of incredible shows that aren't overly expensive, like the Tristan Crist Magic Theater. Mm-hmm. He was named International Illusionist of the Year. They don't just hand that award out. And it's a theater that seats 200 people, so you're 5 feet from him doing, you're 5 feet away from a guy who's making a Harley disappear and a helicopter appear on stage. It's insane. And so you don't have to spend a fortune. You know, we have chain hotels. We have bed and breakfasts. We have short-term rentals that are everything, you know, cute and not overly expensive, to glamping, indoor glamping with 11 different tents inside a building. I can't even explain it. It's so hard to explain. So you can have a really affordable vacation in Lake Geneva.
Well, and that's a great answer, by the way. And I was going to say also for lodging and dining all around town, I mean, there's something for everyone at any budget.
There is. And, you know, we have down-home diners. We have down-home diners with a twist, where they really do put their own twist on everything. Yes, we have the elegant and the opulent. But we have, whether you want fast food, whether you want, you know, just a cheese sandwich, we have a great place called the Cheese Box. And I love going there. I get their roast beef sandwich with cheddar cheese. And I picnic along the lake. And a lot of people do that. So affordable restaurants, you know, and so that's a neat thing. So if you go to visitlakegeneva.com, I recommend that you check out our digital guide, and it will show you those places, those hotels, motels, and places that really are affordable, and you're going to have a great experience.
You know, what I want to mention, too, is I was there with my girlfriend last weekend, and we did the Candle Mercantile that's on, you know, the main stretch of town, and you can go make a fall candle. It takes a little time, but it's also about having a beer, having a cocktail, having a glass of wine. And it's a cool little experience. Great couples, if you're doing with some other people. It was just really fun to do that, too. And if you want to know more about Lake Geneva, visit lakegeneva.com is the website. I'll be up there tomorrow. You'll find me at Mars. You'll find me somewhere.
I can't wait to see you. And I love that you did the Candle Mercantile, because it's awesome. You don't make your candle. You create the scent
to your candle. Yeah.
I'm so proud you did that.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thank you. Stephanie Klett, President and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Again, visitlakegeneva.com. We will see you over the weekend, Stephanie. And thank you as always. It's always great talking to you.
Thank you, Dave.